It's time for Spuds. Yeah, it's Spuds time. Our favorite time of the week. It's time to honor the morons whose lives are so unique. Idiots, jerks, scum of the earth. Well, they're all a part of it. Yeah, it's time for Spuds.
It's time for Spuds.
Stupid people, unbelievably dumb sh**. Unbelievably dumb sh**. Yeah.
All right, Spuds time on Murray in the Morning, and here's what it is. It's stupid people from around this fair world of ours doing unbelievably dumb...
Beep.
Thank you very much. And we've added a wrinkle the last couple of weeks. We invite you, the listener, to dial us up and guess which the fake story is. What we've done is we've concocted a phony story. If you can guess which the fake story is... What are we giving away today, Rob? I don't even know. How about an NFL record and fact book, the definitive source for stats, facts, and results, brought to you by Workman Publishing. To order your own 2002 NFL record and factbook, just call 1-800-722-7202 or check out their website at www.workman.com.
What do you think, guys? Good read? Good read,
he gets it.
We let the dogs out?
I got to check with these guys now.
So if you want to play Spuds, now dial us up. Operators are standing by. Here's the phone number, 1-800-777-2907. 1-800-777-2907. Again, we'll read four stories. If you guess which one is fake, you will win an NFL record and fact book, and you'll be part of the Murray in the Morning crew.
Right.
All right, so dial us up right now, 1-800-777-2907. Before we do that, I just wanted to mention one thing. We did get a couple of emails. One of them from Susan Hoban, who talks about Terrell Owens, and we're going to impale you later on a Sharpie.
Great. Prove a point that he's a jerk. A
couple of things I don't like about Terrell Owens. Springs wanted Owens to beat him. She doesn't think Owens wanted... Springs wanted Owens to beat him, but he did fall down on the play. It looks bad. But my favorite one comes from, and I won't mention the full name, but we were talking about bugs before, and this woman says, spray bugs with hairspray. They get sticky and can't move and will die. Great advice for somebody who hates bugs like me, but I don't walk around with the VO5.
You can mention her name.
With the VO5. I mean, but now you know it for an option.
Yeah, what's this woman thinking, that I walk around with a can of hairspray?
You know who that is, don't you?
Yeah, it's your mom.
That's my mother wrote in with, with bug-killing advice. Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Right. We'll talk after the show.
Yeah, he's ready to play a little spot?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, who's our first contestant? Should we go to Chicago? Is Chicago our first contestant? Yes, listening on AM 820, we say a little Ryan. Ryan, good morning. You're on Murray in the Morning.
Morning. How you guys doing?
How you doing today?
Ryan. Not too bad.
This isn't the Ryan that works here at Sporting News, is it? Because you wouldn't be qualified to win. You know that, right?
No, not that Ryan.
Ryan, do you know the drill?
I believe so. I have to guess which one's fake.
Exactly right, my friend.
Okay.
And if you get it right, you've won yourself an NFL record and fact book.
Sounds good.
All right. Are you a football fan?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Nice.
All right, here we go. Let's get started. Who's got story number one? Kevin, what do you say?
I do. Dateline, Sterling Heights, Michigan. A seventh grader at Kristen McAuliffe Junior High School was suspended from class for 2 weeks for allegedly murdering a watermelon. The watermelon in question was the basis of an, quote, exercise and parenting project in Fawn Nolan's health science class. The student of Mrs. Nolan's health class were paired off and given a watermelon that was to represent a child. Quote, the students were to take care of a watermelon as if it were an infant, said Mrs. Nolan. The purpose of this experiment to show students how demanding child rearing could be. Unfortunately, one of those students couldn't take the responsibility. The seventh grader in question, whose name has not been released, was apparently frustrated at the constant care that the watermelon required and threw it off the school's three-story roof. McAuliffe Junior High Principal Doug Bertolino said that the incident was unfortunate and that despite the tragedy, he expects the health project to continue. It's sad that it had to come to this ending, Bertolino continues, but I feel it's a great way to teach our students an important life lesson.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gallagher!
Has Gallagher ever received a crowd that's roared like that?
I don't think so.
My guess is nobody in our audience knows who Gallagher is. He's been so insignificant for about 20 years.
And what was that Gallagher hitting a watermelon, or was he
was shooting a watermelon?
Just passing gas. It sounded like a fart to me.
It sounded like he was actually literally murdering a watermelon.
Could have been a
Gallagher.
Double murder if the watermelon had fallen on somebody at the bottom of the building.
True.
Could have been a double
That's
murder.
A very David Letterman-esque story, by
that's
the
right.
way. The watermelon falling from the building.
All right, story number two, Tanya.
Takes us to Florida, and this story actually sounds a little bit like a riddle. A Florida medical student, 93rd in a class of 104, who was dropped from his school after failing a course, has sued the school for all future earnings he would have realized as an osteopath if he hadn't been 93rd in a class of 104 and dropped from his school after failing a course.
Yeah.
Ready? That is story number two. TJ, you have story number three.
Yes, I do, and it takes us to Shanghai, China. Moment of silence for Yao Ming, who lost in the Asian Games. Yao, your thoughts?
Too distraught to think about it.
That's right. 22 points, 22 boards. China still loses.
What happened to your moment of silence?
Well, I had it in my head.
Oh, okay, good.
It's more fun for me to speak.
Right,
Dateline Shanghai, China. China's largest city is fighting a new airborne menace, kites. Yes, Shanghai has banned kite flying in all its 125 parks, following a growing number of accidents. Fang Yan, an official in the city's Gardening Administrative Bureau, said Wednesday. Fang had no figures, but said many innocent passersby had been struck on the head by wayward kites. Tangled strings and electric wires and in-tree limbs were also creating an eyesore, he said. Violators will be reprimanded, but there are no fines or other punishment, Fang said.
Oh, let's go fly a kite up to
the hell is this? Who is this, Rob?
Go fly a kite and send it.
This sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, it sounds familiar to me too.
Oh, no more Yankee, my wanky. English needs food.
Good stuff.
Yeah, here's what I would tell you. I think what we should do is solicit donations so we can add to our production budget. That's
Whoa.
What we need to do. Ooh, hey. Nicely done.
Yeah,
well
these
done.
Are great. Nice going, girl.
All right, the last story. Here we go from Rexburg, Idaho. Marijuana plants are flourishing at the sewage treatment plant. Officials say the pot seeds apparently were flushed down the toilet and took root on the banks of the city's sewage treatment ponds. Police cut down 10 marijuana plants, some as high as 3.5 feet tall. Not wanting to attract curious potheads, officials aren't saying exactly where they found the illegal weed growing, as if, like, you could attract curious potheads. Like, they're wasted. How are they going to find the place anyway?
Bring food.
All right, so let's welcome Ryan back to the program. Ryan, here are your four stories. We have kid murders watermelon in seventh grade, medical student files lawsuit for being a bad medical student, Shanghai bans kite flying, and pot grows in sewage plant.
Okay, I'm going to go with the medical student.
You think it's the medical student? Is it in fact the medical student? We have no buzzer. Like I said, we need to raise some production budget. But, Ryan, I'm sorry, but that's incorrect.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you, Ryan.
He was pissed.
Oh, he was sad.
The correct story, by the way, was the murder of the watermelon.
That's right, made it up.
Which
That's
was right. Kevin's story, actually. Right. He wrote it.
Or should I say incorrect story was the murder of the watermelon.
Correct.
It's been a rough morning
there's
here at Murray in the Morning.
That's our buzzer.
Most of the people calling very sleepy.
They're angry.
Who's next? Boston? Boston AM 1510 The Zone. Say good morning to John. John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, do you have some enthusiasm for us this morning, John?
He'd love it.
All right.
Do you get the drill, John?
I do.
All right, you have to figure out which the fake story is.
Okay.
Three are real, one is fake. If you get the fake story, you'll win yourself an NFL record and fact book.
Okay.
All right, hang on, and here come the stories. You ready to go?
I am.
All right, pay close attention. Who's got first? TJ?
Do I have first?
I think you do.
All righty then. So, Dateline TJ needing to pay more attention to the show while it's going on. A Martinez, Georgia man tried to rob a convenience store with a plastic cooler over his head as a disguise. But the clerk couldn't understand him. And while the man was trying to make himself clear, someone noticed that he was armed with only a pellet pistol, grabbed the pistol, and pushed him out the door where he was arrested, said police.
Come on, this is a robbery.
What?
What?
Sir? I'm afraid I'm gonna have to kick your ass.
Oh, that's great.
All right, well done. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right, story two.
Takes us to Canada, and this is a bug story, Murray. A Canadian woman has collected 39,000 grasshoppers to win tickets to see an Elton John gig. Brandy Elliott won a grasshopper catching contest run by local radio station Z99. For the sought-after tickets, Brandy, 26, said, I had started on Friday by hand initially and just put them in a bucket. But then I thought, this is ridiculous. I can't get this many grasshoppers. So what we did is made three huge nets with netting from screen doors and basically took our quarter-ton truck and drove through the ditches. As soon as you touch the grass, they fly up. It was unbelievable.
That's sweet.
Good tune.
Uh-oh. Elton's being overtaken.
Wait a second.
What have we here?
They're attacking. Run for the hills! Elton, run!
Oh, that's really disgusting. 39,000 grasshoppers. I like grasshoppers.
I'm a piano guy, and the grasshoppers make a more pleasing sound than Elton John does.
Yeah, they really do.
Can't stand them.
Dateline, Coral Gables, Florida. If you're looking to, quote, lay a new lawn and want to hear a little whistle while you work, then you might want to check into the services of the Desnudo Gardeners. This new dynamic trio is offering typical outdoor lawn service with a twist. They are totally in the nude. Owner David Sanchez came up with the idea about a year ago when his wife and he were working in the yard during a scorching summer morning, and they found themselves stripping into their birthday suits to stay cool. Quote, lawn duty has always been a drag in many households. We thought this would be a great way to spice things up, Mr. Sanchez says. Neighbors aren't warming up to the idea just yet, and complaints have been pouring into the local Chamber of Commerce. Quote, the last thing I want to look at on a Saturday morning is some aging man's privates, neighbor Bob Rowan said.
do we have anything for that, Rob? No. Okay.
It's a great one, though.
Yeah, the final story is this one, and it doesn't say where it's from. Oh, Chesapeake, Virginia. Tim McConville, attorney for Pizza Hut, on a suit by members of a Chesapeake, Virginia family claiming they were refused service because they were black, saying they were refused service because the local Pizza Hut had run out of cheese. The quote is the classic. It was a cheese issue, not a race issue. Mr. McConville evidently has not heard of cheese reparations.
I love cheesy puss, you love cheesy puss. If we didn't need cheesy puss, we'd be lame. I'm talking Night Court in its fifth season, lame.
Wow!
That's right, stuck on that.
Brilliant. All right, let's get John back on the show. John, here are your choices. Man robs store with cooler on his head, gets kicked out and arrested, 39,000 grasshoppers to hear Elton John, naked lawn service, or the Pizza Hut lawn the Pizza Hut lawsuit for lack of cheese. Which do you think is the fake story?
I'm going to have to say the grasshopper story.
No, John.
No.
That is, in fact, true. The false story was...
The naked gardeners, John.
Written convincingly by Tanya Cologne.
That's right, written well. But thanks for playing along. We appreciate and keep listening, okay?
Thank you.
That's our good friend John from Boston on AM 1510.
Yeah, another great Spuds. We tricked him with both. Nice going, K-Dog and TC.
Well, Kevin's upset because he wants everybody to be a winner.
I would like the stories, everyone to pick the false one.
Yeah.
I think it's more fun. For the listener.
You know what we'll do starting next week, and I feel bad for the two guys today. We'll just start giving everybody
prizes. We should have parting gifts.
Sure. How about that? Parting gifts.
For being part of the show.
Yeah. Autographed photos. Oh, they're supposed to get autographed photos. All right, John, if you're out there, call back. We'll send you an autographed photo.